It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
A healthy nation is a wealthy nation. The health of a nation is the wealth of a nation. It seems increasingly in recent times we are coming across business programs which place an emphasis on the health of a community, individual, or society. While a Barbadian surgeon has been joined by colleagues in appealing for a national annual screening test for colon cancer to reduce the numbers of increasing deaths. Surgeon Dr. Sally Griffith was supported in the appeal by doctors and advocates recently when Cancer Support Services held a public discussion at the Parkinson Community Center in Dauphine. Dr. Griffith and his fellow medical colleagues who spoke on the topic of preventing colon cancer contend that colon cancer is preventable. According to the good doctors, a proper screening program can reduce the number of deaths. So how would this work? Dr. Griffith told Blockchain Business a national screening program could be represented in a list of blood tests when a patient visits a polyclinic for an annual checkup. As Dr. Carolyn Haynes, a representative of the Caribbean Colon Cancer Initiative, sees it, one does not have to make a case for the sun rising every morning, so it should not be too difficult to make a case for a national screening program. And just like the seemingly controversial trident idea and COVID jabs, everything would be voluntary. The public conversation dubbed Shop Talk was the latest in a planned more than year-long series organized by Belleville St. Michael headquartered Cancer Support Services and funded by the Massey Foundation. They had the support of Healthy Network Initiative. Dr. Don Gaya Prasad, the medical researcher, said 25% of annual deaths are associated with cancer. Barbados is among the top 10 countries globally when it comes to contracting colon cancer and has one of the lowest rates for screening. Prostate cancer is the number one cause of annual cancer deaths. Breast cancer is the number two or second highest, and colon cancer the third cause of death. The doctors recommend what's called a FIT test, which costs a minimum of $50 Barbados locally. The test can be administered by an individual or doctor with a kit. The test involves a check of whether blood, which cannot be seen by the human eye, is found in stool. The findings are determined by a laboratory. Noted that traces of blood in stool do not necessarily mean the presence of colon cancer. We call it the silent killer, Dr. Gareth Prasad explains. You don't know it's there, she notes. Dr. Gareth Prasad says it is recommended that persons 45 years or older should start an annual colon screen test. Does this sound affordable compared with colon surgery, which could run into a few $1,000s? Sun does rise in the east, doesn't it? Well, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting, do consider sponsorship and do stay tuned on The Voice of Barbados every Friday and Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. for more, much more from the world of technology and money.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.